We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Pitchos Leyo. We are in Avos Perek Vav Brisa Zayin. Gedola Torah. Torah is great. Shehino Senes Chaim LaOseha BaOlam Hazeh UvaOlam Haba. Because it gives life to those who perform the Torah, those who practice the Torah, those who study the Torah, and put it into practice, both in this world and in the next world. And the Mishnah is going to list several psukim, and the Bar Tanura will take us through that really the psukim build one off the other. Shenemar, so the first pasuk is, Ki chayim heim lemotz ehem, ulechol bisaro marpe. This is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Dalid. Ki chayim heim lemotz ehem, they are life, referring to the Torah, lemotz ehem, to those who find them. And we're supposed to learn from motz ehem, to read it not as motz ehem, those who find them, but rather motzi ehem. As the Bar Tanura says, Alt kichayim hem lemotzayhem, alt tikrei lemotzayhem, elemotziyhem bepeh. Bolamaze, those who have the Torah coming out of their mouth in this world, so that Torah kichayim hem lemotziyhem. Torah will give that person life. Uvelchol besaro marpeh, and will give that person's flesh, will heal that flesh. So that's the first statement. That's the first proof text of Gedola Torah, greatest Torah, that it gives Chaim la'oseha ba'olam hazeh v'olam haba. And then it says, va'omer, another pasuk we quote, this is in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, va'omer rifus tihi l'sharecha, it will be rifus, it'll be remedy, health for your navel, sharecha, v'shikui la'atzmosecha, and marrow for your bones. So what does this extra proof text teach us? So the Bar Tanura says like this, the point is, shikui la'atzmosecha means it's going to give you, like the word mashke, shikui, is going, although it means marrow literally, it means it's going to give you to drink, your bones will able to drink from it, bikever, in the grave. Vishemo tomar, and if you'll say, so now what do I have? So far I have a pasuk, a chayim in this world, that was the previous pasuk, chayim heim lemotzayim, those who speak Torah, they will have chayim, that's this world, and then shikru latzmosecha, for your bones, obviously after we pass on, in the next world, our bones will also be drinking, so to speak, from that Torah. So that's olam haba. And then we quote another pasuk, Omer Eitz Chayim Hila Mahazikim Ba V'Somechem Ushar. It is a tree of life for those who take hold of it, and some those who support him Ushar will be joyous, will be happy, will be fortunate. The Omer and another pasuk. Obviously, that pasuk speaks about Chayim, no doubt. Chayim this world, Chayim in the next world. Va'omer ki livyas chayin heim leroshecha. And then another pasuk. That Eitz Chayim, he was a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel. This next pasuk is Mishlei Perek Aleph. Va'omer ki livyas chayin heim leroshecha. The Torah is an adornment of chayin, of grace, for your head. Va'ana kim legargaroshecha. And it's like a chain, like a necklace for your, around your neck. So what does that extra pasuk teach you? So the Bar Tanura says like this. He says, Shahare, you have Vishema Tomar Lechaim Hu Zoche Avomi Yomar Shei Zoche La'osher. You said over here that the Torah is great because it gives life to those who perform it in this world and the next world. Okay, so you told me about life in this world, life in the next world. We have two psukim that support that. But how do I know a person is going to be zoche to wealth, have a chayim in this world that's a quality of life? How do I know that? After all, you have plenty of people who live impoverished, and v'shamavis chaviv lehem in achayim. They prefer to have, it's such a bracha to have chayim. Not necessarily. Some people prefer death to life if their life is so miserable. L'kach ne'amar, that's why I have this next pasuk. Ki livyas chen heim l'roshecha v'anokim l'gagroshecha, it will be livyas. It'll be an adornment of grace for your head and a chain for your neck. What is it that causes people to be motzei chen, livyas chen, to be gracious, to be an adornment of grace in front of other people? That's money. So that the fact that you have a person, the pasuk saying that Torah is a livyas chen, it's going to be adornment, an escort, going to be with him to show grace, it must be that he's benefiting in this world from wealth as well. That's what that pasuk adds on. It's not only life in this world, but it's quality of life in this world. And in the next world, we had already the pasuk, shikrilat mosecha, for your bones. Then va'omer, then the Mishnah quotes another pasuk. And this pasuk is va'omer, titain l'roshcha livyaschein ateres tiferest Temagineka. This seems to be very similar pasuk. The Torah, this is in Mishlei Perek Dalet. It will establish or be an adornment of grace on your head. It will bestow a crown of glory or splendor upon you. So what does this add on? So the Bar Tanura says, I'll tell you. He says, Shema Tomar Mamon Yitnu Lach. Okay, yeah, maybe you'll have money, but that won't necessarily bring you to be honored or respected by other people. That's why I have this book that it'll bestow a crown of glory upon you. So that's the additional bracha you'll have. So we have to talk about life in this world, life in the next world. Talk about life in this world that you'll have wealth. And you'll also have kavod. That's the next part. That's the part we just quoted. It'll be an ateres, a crown of glory for you. Ateres teferes. Va'omer, then we quote another pasuk. Orech yamin bimina bismola osher v'chavod. This is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel. A length of days is at its right, on the right side, and at the left is osher's wealth and honor. What does this proof text add on to our discussion of how great Torah is that gives you life in this world and in the next world? So the Bar Torah says, Shema Tomar, afilu lomad shalo lishma, zochel ledvarm halal. He said, oh, and if I learn Torah shalo lishma, even not for the sake of Torah, but for some other reason, ulterior motives, intellectual pursuit, to be called rabbi or the like, maybe I'll be zoch, I'll merit these blessings as well. No, lekach nemar, that's why this pasuk says, Orach yamin bimina, and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel says, what's bimina on the right? L'mayminim ba, those who learn Torah like on their right side. What does that mean? Shalom l'shma, the right side is learning Torah l'shma. The left side is learning Torah shalom l'shma. So only, where do I see that you'll have Orach yamin? Only bimina. That's only if you're learning Torah lishma will you be zochet to that bracha. Now this pasuk then said bismala osher v'chavod. But if you do it in a left-handed way, if you're learning Torah shalom lishma, you're going to have wealth and honor. So what is it? So it sounds like I am getting those blessings. So the answer is no. Orech yamim, which means olam hazeh, olam haba, quality of life, length of days, longevity, that's only bimina. So it may be true you'll have osher v'chavod if you study Torah shaloshma, sure. People call you rabbi, your ulterior motives, you're a person's an intellectual, he studies Torah as a subject, shaloshma, so you'll have osher v'chavod. People may give, you may have wealth because of that, and you may have honor because of that, but you're not going to have orech yamim. Orech yamim, that length of life, that longevity, that olam haba, that's only bimina. That's only if you do it in a right-handed way, which of course is with strength, and that it's done lishma. That is the additional point. And then, so that's the Bar Tanura says. It's true. Bismolal mas meilimba. Do it on the left side. Osher v'chavod yitnu lo. Avalochayim aruchim. Long life you won't have. And that, but then I have another pasuk. Va'omer, another pasuk also Mishlei Perek Gimel. Va'omer ki orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifulach. They will add days, a length of days, and peace they will add on to you. So what is that pasuk adding? So it adds the Bar Tanura at the end. V'shema tomar lechayim v'osher zoch avalo l'shalom. Okay, so maybe you tell me I have life in this world and life in the next world. I have wealth, I have honor in this world. So, but will I have peace? So that's the greatest blessing of all. So says that's why I need this last pasuk. Orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom. You have length of days, you'll have years of life, but shalom, peace, yosifulach, that's the last pasuk. That's an additional, that's part of the bracha, and that's why we add on this pasuk as well. And that's the greatness of Torah, and that's what it means. Chayim lo hoseh b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. What does it mean to have chayim? Chayim comes with many blessings. And quality of life, longevity, osher, kavod, and of course, shalom, and of course, peace. Perek Vav Braisa Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Menasseh said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Hanoi Vahako. We have a whole list here, so we'll go through them separately. Hanoi, Noi is beauty. Vahakoach, which is strength. Vahosher, which is wealth. Vahakova, which is honor. Vahachachba, wisdom. Vahazikna, and old age. Vahaseva, so that's a ripe old age. Zikna, maybe 60, Seva is 70. Or maybe Zikna is 70, Seva is 80. Or maybe Zikna, Seva is just is old age. And Zikna means as a Zakein, means means Chachma, another type of Chachma, elder, person who has Chachma at an older age. Vahabanim, and children. All of these what seem to be blessings. Noyala tzadikim v'noyala olam. These are pleasant, are good for the righteous, and fitting, no'eh, yo'eh, are fitting for tzadikim and fitting for the world. What does it mean? So these are seven qualities that generally can be good, but they could also be bad. Go through each one of them. Noi is beauty. So person who has beauty has that gift. So people may be more likely to listen to such a person and respect such a person. Many of these qualities were needed by the Kohen Gadol. Why should that be? Because we have to look up to the Kohen Gadol. So koach, strength, the same thing. It can be a person has strength, has power, can be used to help people, and sometimes it can harm people. Osher, wealth, the same thing. Osher is that we can use our osher for tzedakah purposes, for community service, and osher sometimes wealth that we use for our own luxuries. Kavod, honor, the same thing. Chachma, wisdom as well. Zikna, a person who is, let's say, old age or ripe old age, the zikna seva. So could be if a person's older, they realize that time is running out and they take every moment is so precious in their minds. So that could be and living a life in such a way, and people see that person as a role model, that they don't waste any time. So that can be very beneficial. On the other person as in a stage of zikna and seva, we've spoken in the past, maybe I've learned enough already, I can do other things. Person is wasting their time. So it's possible that zikna and seva may not be such a blessing, and they may not be so for everyone. For if tzaddikim treat it properly, so it's nala tzaddikim and nala olam, and that can affect positively the world. If tzaddikim are taking these blessings in the proper way, it will be nala olam, because the world will learn from the tzaddikim. And Shenamri quote a pasuk, a proof text, Ateres Tiferes Seva Biderech Tzedakah Timatzei. So this pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Tazayin, the Ateres Tiferes, the crown of splendor of Seva, of old age, Biderech Tzedakah Timatzei, will be found in the path of righteousness. So when we speak about a crown, that's referring to wealth, and Tiferes, that's splendor, that's beauty. And we also mentioned Seva. So when we say it's found in the path, Biderech Tzedakah Timatzei, it's found in the path of righteousness. So that's what we see. These are qualities that are appropriate, that are fitting for those who are righteous. Va'omer, we have another pasuk. And this pasuk is in Perek Yudalid of Mishlei. And it says there, Ateres Chachamim Oshram. What does it say? It says that the crown of the wise is their wealth. So here we add on, we have the fact that crown is wealth. So that's one of the things on our list. V'stiferes banim, v'omer, another pasuk, v'omer ateres zikenim b'nei banim. The crown of the zikenim are b'nei banim, are children or grandchildren. And tiferes banim avosam. And the crown, the glory, the splendor of the children are their parents. So here, the pasuk speaks about grandchildren as the crown of the grandparents. So who are we talking about? It must be that it's only where the grandchildren have Yirat Shamayim, and therefore the grandparents have this honor, has this teferis, because they brought their children up, and therefore now the grandchildren are following in the proper path. And that's why on this list, what does it say? Banim are banim. So we mentioned Noi and Osher Kavod, Chachma, Zikna, Seva, and Banim, of course, as well, are considered a blessing for the tzaddikim. And the Omer, another pasuk, Tiferes Bachrim Kocham. When we speak about Bachurim, so Tiferes, their splendor, their glory is their strength. Vahadar Zikanim Seva, and the glory of Zikanim is Seva. So here also, the splendor of youth is strength, the glory of elders is their ripe old age. So this pasuk has Koach in it. And it also mentions Zikanim. So Zikanim, as we said, may refer to elderly Talmidei Chachamim. But once again, we speak about Tiferes. Ve'omer another pasuk, Ve'chofra ha'levana uvosha chama, ki malach Hashem tzvakos bahar tzion of Yerushalayim, v'nege Zikanev kavod. A very long pasuk. This pasuk is this in Yishayo, Perech of Dalet. Tiferes ha'levana uvosha chama means the moon will be, and the sun will be embarrassed, because Hashem tzvakos, what Hashem is now ruling over Har Tzion Yerushalayim, and then it says v'neged zekein of kavod, and there'll be honor for his elders. Now this pasuk speaks about kavod, and it's speaking about the days of Mashiach, when Hashem, of course, will reign in Yerushalayim and Sion, as it describes. And what's going to happen? The sun and the moon are going to be embarrassed. Why they'll be embarrassed? Because the light of Hashem will be so great, the glory of Hashem will be so great, that their light will pale compared to that of Hashem. And what will happen at that time? The pasuk ends v'neged zekein of kavod. At that time, there'll be honor for those who are Hashem zekeinim, those who are elderly, those who are righteous, those who are zeshe kana chachma, those who are scholars. So this also is another pasuk that speaks about blessing and one of these qualities on this list, zekeinim on this list as well. And then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, he's the one who started. He quoted Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And now he says, Eilu sheva midos, these seven midos that I spoke of, that are no'eh, that are fitting for the tzaddikim, and therefore no'eh la'olam, because they'll learn from the tzaddikim, when the tzaddikim have these qualities, are seven midos, attributes, shemanu chacham la'tzaddikim, the chachamim listed for the tzaddikim, kulam niskaimu berebi uvanav. They were all fulfilled in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his children. They had the Osher, the Koach, the Noi, the Kavod, the Chachma, Zikna, Seva, and it was fulfilled through the children, and therefore we see that, in fact, this is a true statement, because it was good for the world, and people learned from them, and his children obviously learned from them as well, and they had these, they possessed these seven qualities, and used them in a positive way, and therefore people were able to use, to look at Rebbe and his children as role models, and therefore it was Noel HaTzadikim and Noel HaOlam.